Welcome to the Create Your Shape podcast. I'm Jenny, the nutritionist, and I'll be teaching you the strategy, structure, and science to build muscle and decrease body fat, specifically for ladies who work out. Hello, friends. This episode may shift your mind a little. I keep hearing people talk about sustainability and, oh, I need to be sustainable though, or that just wasn't sustainable though. And did you guys know that sustainability is something that you create? That is so empowering, but I'm going to tell you why. Because first of all, sustainability is objective. It means something different to so many different people. For example, my old self would have thought what I'm doing now was not sustainable. But currently, I feel like it is the easiest thing ever, and it just happens almost effortlessly. For example, drinking. I used to drink so much more than I do now. And the thought of cutting back to drinking, having a drink, maybe two drinks every other weekend would have been like unheard of for me back in the day. And now it seems so easy. I feel like I probably drink less than that. I probably could drink less than that. It just seems easy and not even a big deal. Eating out, same thing. I used to love In-N-Out, and I loved Jack in the Box in San Diego, which is just like disgusting fast food, which now it just does not have the appeal to me, and I don't have that option where I live now. But even like similar foods, this is a perfect example. The other day, I was gifted a bag of chips, and I guess they're like the most famous bag of chips in Singapore, and they're super popular. And we were gifted at probably 10 bags of these chips. And I tried them. They were pretty good. However, they have so much vegetable oil in them, it just immediately made me feel gross. I felt awful. I felt inflamed. And I didn't want any of them. They just sat there for like 2 weeks. I was like, I just have no desire to have any of them. And then we just threw them all away, which back in the day, if you would have told me I was throwing away bags of chips, I would not have believed you because I loved chips. I loved the crunch. I just still like chips, but my standards have changed, and now I just get chips that are way more ingrediently friendly. Is that a word? Ingrediently friendly. And so again, it's objective. Sustainability is objective, and it's different from me back in the day to now, and it's definitely different from person to person. So I'm going to go over the two definitions we have for sustainability and then how you can create it. And it's going to be really simple and really straightforward because I want this to be less of a concept and more of a like, oh, now I know exactly what to do. So the first definition we have for creating sustainability is sustaining or maintaining your results. So you change your body composition, you build muscle, you decrease body fat, and then after that, you maintain those results. Now, building muscle and maintaining that is really easy to do. So I don't think anyone's questioning that part of it. And if you didn't know, it's really easy to sustain. You'd have to try really hard to get rid of the muscle. Now, maintaining the body fat that you lost, that I think most would agree is more challenging. So how do you maintain those results? Well, first, you want to just set yourself up from a scientific perspective where you're really helping your body out to maintain those results. So don't do a crash diet. Don't diet all the time, because between those two, you are setting up your metabolism for future failure. It's going to be so much easier to rebound. Like, not even talking about your like level of effort here, just talking about your body as if it's a science experiment in a lab, right? If you remove all the other factors and you're just looking at the science, when you crash diet or when you diet all the time, you are suppressing your metabolism, you're suppressing hormones, so you're setting up your body or your machine for an unfavorable position to more easily gain that body fat back. So that's what you don't do. So what do you do? Well, again, from like a science experiment, if I had you in a lab, so first, you are going to eat enough. That's going to improve your metabolism, support your hormones, and then it sets you up to go into the calorie deficit phase where you focus on decreasing body fat at a much higher amount, which is going to be more favorable for your metabolism and for your hormones. So that's the first step. And what is eat enough? Going to be different for many individuals, but for my ladies who are lifting weights, it's going to be around 2,000 calories or more. So then the second part of this is you don't cut too many calories in the calorie deficit phase and you don't lose weight too quickly. Again, because if you drastically drop, and let's say you cut 800 calories per day, that's going to potentially suppress your metabolism and pull from your lean muscle mass and drop weight almost too quickly, where again, sets your body up to rebound quicker. So you want to set your calorie deficit to be about 20% of your intake. So if that's at 2,000 calories, that might be around 400 calories. Really anywhere between 250 to 500 is typically what I see, and then it may be tweaked from there. Okay, so that's from like a scientific perspective, how to set yourself up to sustain the results that you have created and to maintain the body fat that you have decreased. The second part of this, and the second definition of sustainability, is the level of effort is something you can consistently achieve. I think this is what most people immediately think of when they think of sustainability. Like, can I continue to do this for the long term? So here's what you don't do. Don't rely on restrictions to create the results, and don't suck it up for all of it. Now, I would say there's a hairline wiggle room there, but what I see most people do is they say, okay, I'm not going to have this, this, and this, and this, and I'm going to cut calories, and I'm going to track down to the gram, and I'm just going to like willpower my way through this, and then that builds up over time. So then once the diet phase ends, then they're like, oh, freedom, and then they like can't sustain any of that. So then they kind of yo-yo and flip the switch and go to the opposite and do the opposite of what they were doing before. So that's what you don't want to do. So what do you want to do? Well, first, you want to shift your thoughts. So perfect example of this is Aaron used to hate vegetables. He just didn't like any of the way that they taste at all, which I think, especially growing up, a lot of people can relate to. And he spent time just from his nutrition education learning more about vegetables and the benefits of vegetables and what they actually do in your body and how they were helping him with his goals and trying different vegetables and then coming up with these different thoughts. He wasn't intentionally doing it, but we can see it happening. And so if this is you for anything else, you can intentionally shift your thoughts about something that makes it more sustainable. Another example for me, again, with the bag of chips. Immediately when I see vegetable oil in the bag of chips, my immediate thought is like, oh, that's going to make me inflamed. Like, ooh, I feel like I'm clogging up my system. Ooh, that's not going to help me reach my goals. Ooh, it doesn't taste as good as all of these negatives add up to be, right? So that's what I'm thinking. I see the bag of chips. So those thoughts that I'm having shift my perspective and therefore then shift what I want to do and what feels sustainable or not for me, right? So that's the first thing, shifting your thoughts. The second is shifting your environment. Now, I see ladies all the time who are like, oh, but that's just not sustainable, because the people that they hang out with, what they do for fun is they go out to eat at burger joints where all you have is deep fried food and then everyone's drinking beer. If they want to create a certain shape where that is not going to line up with them to be able to sustain the shape that they want, then they're going to go to all of these events and it's not going to feel sustainable, because they're going to feel like they just have the willpower and resist and they can't do what everyone else is doing and they're the oddball out and they're going to drool over their friend's thing and not be able to have that, right? They're just like setting themselves up in a situation that doesn't align. Perfect example for me, back in the day, I hung out with a group of friends, which they're still my great friends, but I've just moved, right? And I now do things that more closely align to my like current lifestyle. And the main thing was going out and drinking, right? And so now when I go out to eat, I just hang out with friends who like the same things that I do as far as my healthy lifestyle, and nobody drinks. And occasionally I will still drink if I want to, but it's not even like, sometimes I forget about it. I forget that it's even a thing because we're just doing different activities. And I think that plays a huge role. And that doesn't mean to drop all your friends, but it could mean to create some new friends. And I think that is like a huge benefit and something that I've done my whole life, which has really helped me in making this sustainable lifestyle, in creating the lifestyle that I want. And lastly, and one of the most important, is creating your routine. With my ladies, I call it your nutrition routine. And essentially, that's creating your system with nutrition that runs on autopilot. An example of that is planning your week. I used to just wing it, and it felt so unsustainable to me to have meals ready to go, to have macros ready to go. Like, that felt unsustainable for me back in the day, but it was all because I just wasn't planning my week. And now that I've created my planning routine that I teach my ladies to, like, that's just who I am and how I operate. And that sets my week up to be so sustainable. So that's just one example. Another example would be like creating macro-friendly meals that you actually like. Back in the day, I remember this one meal. It was grilled chicken, like plain grilled chicken with beans, like black beans, again, plain black beans. And then I want to say it was like sliced up bell peppers or something. And I remember gagging trying to eat it and just being like, nope, this is on the meal plan. Like, this is healthy. This is just what I have to do. And I just hated it. It was just disgusting to me. And now, like, I'm thinking of one meal that I just love, which is, it's still actually grilled chicken, but I make it in coconut amino acids. So it's got like this Asian zing to it. And then I have white rice, which I just love with, I do broccoli, but I steam and then add this sauce to the broccoli. It's like this whole Asian like deliciousness. And I add ginger and wasabi, and it is so good that I look forward to it. When I have it, like, I plan it for my week, like every day. I'm like, oh, I cannot wait to eat this. And it's also super easy. It's super efficient, obviously delicious, but it's macro friendly and aligns to my goals. So taking the time to actually create and develop meals like this, so you have this meal bank where then you can just rotate through them. And again, that makes it super sustainable and not something that you're like having to force yourself to do. Two more examples of this is having treat alternatives. I used to love Reese's, and they have a ton of sugar in them. They have other things that, again, just make me inflamed. And now I love keto cups, which just have real ingredients in them, and they are so delicious and a little bit more macro friendly. I have a ton of options like that, that all of my favorite things I just found alternatives for that were more favorable. And so it doesn't even feel like I'm putting in that much effort, but again, it's so much more sustainable. The last example I'll give here is having 2 to 3 go-to restaurants. So many times we think that eating out is bad, and for a ton of restaurants, especially in the States, it really doesn't align with, especially my ladies' goals, who really want to create like a badass shape. And so finding 2 to 3 go-to restaurants that check the boxes on things that are delicious, that have things you like, but also create your plate and also are directional with macros and are macro friendly and are ingredient friendly, right? Finding those and then adding those into your rotation. So you still have that freedom and flexibility to go out to eat. And obviously there's going to be things outside of that. But again, I'm just thinking about as part of your routine, right? Having those as go-tos makes it so much more sustainable. Now, I cannot emphasize that this takes work to set up, but you get to create it and you're in control of what's sustainable. So I think so many diet programs, and when we think about building our shape, we think about just actually what to implement to get there, like the almost like the science or the immediate plan, but we don't put in work to create our routine to make it sustainable for the long term. This is definitely why the third result that we focus on and we create in Create Your Shape is called your nutrition routine and creating your nutrition routine. But just to recap, the two definitions of sustainability are: one, maintaining your results from like a scientific perspective and implementing things to make that easier on your actual body to maintain your results. And then number two, the level of effort is something that you can consistently achieve. And I gave examples of what to do, what not to do, and a handful of examples there. So to create sustainability, you have to set up your body for success and then set yourself up for success. All right. Have a great week, and I'll see you next week on the Create Your Shape podcast. Hey, if you work out and want to look like you work out, then you need to be in the Create Your Shape program. Learn more and get started at jennythenutritionist.com/create-your-shape. You can also follow me on Instagram for more content at jennythenutritionist.